Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It's not going to be a fun topic. It's just something we have to deal with. It's sobering. It's sad. And here's the headline. More than a dozen women allege sexual harassment and verbal abuse by former team employees at Redskins Park. So basically, and you read the stories in the Washington Post. Everybody's picked it up at this point. But the women describe an atmosphere, Rob, in the Washington Redskins facility and organization that was unbearable for women. In fact, the woman they lead with, Emily Applegate is her name, and she started working for the Washington football team in 2014. They say that she, and got it from her, that she would go and cry every day with a female coworker in the bathroom during their lunch break about the harassment and just the atmosphere that they had to go through. And it's just, it was just really, really a terrible situation there in Washington. And three of the guys, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, the three guys who really are highlighted as the ones who made these types of comments and all that have either been fired or left on their own in the within the last week when word came out that this story was going to come out. And so one of them was the longtime voice of the Redskins. Rob G's got a few quotes.
That's right, Chris. Involving a few of the former Redskins employees, one of them, former director of pro personnel, Alex Santos, told one female reporter as he pinched her, he said, quote, "You got an ass like a wagon." He told another female reporter that she, quote, "had a great ass for a little white girl." Richard
Mann. Can you imagine saying that at a workplace?
Richard Mann II, assistant director of pro personnel, said in a text message to a female employee that he and his colleagues were debating whether or not her breasts were augmented or not, and said he was going to give her an inappropriate hug and to, quote, "Don't worry, that'll be a stapler in my pocket," end quote. So that's just a handful of some of these stories that were discussed in this Washington Post article.
A stapler?
What? Go ahead. I'm going to leave you going.
No, I'm Go just ahead. Like, what?
Do you read the story? Do you
right.
think this
I did
will
read
lead
the story.
Him to have to sell the team?
No, because they when this stuff has come to light, people were asked to leave or fired or whatever the
right.
term is, Chris. He's not directly linked to it. And let's just be honest. Mark Cuban had a similar situation with the NBA. He wasn't forced to give up his team, right? I don't, you know.
No, it was similar.
There was an environment. It wasn't Cuban.
It wasn't pretty, right.
But it wasn't him. It wasn't him.
But now, he kept one of the guys.
It was a reporter for their website.
Who
you remember?
He knew had been involved, yes, with domestic violence.
And if you remember,
like
Chris, he paid his bail to get out of jail. And he was involved with something with a girlfriend or a fiance or a wife or something. Like he was actually harboring him, allowing him to have the bad behavior.
But in this
case, I don't see how Daniel Snyder, if you put all the cards on the table and you clean up the environment, you get rid of the people, Chris, who have done wrong, right? And you settle with the women and pay them and make it right and make sure that this doesn't happen in your organization and take responsibility for it. As much as Daniel Snyder, you could dislike a lot of things about him, Chris, I can't see where this would rise to the level of saying he should give up his team.
I totally agree. You hit it on the head. Clean it up. Get rid of the people who did this. Take care of the women. And he should be fine. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And again, I did think from looking at a lot of the tweets today that was going to be the case. It was going to be so bad that he would have to sell. But I, if he wants to, fine. But I don't think this rises to the level where he has to, because like you said, he really wasn't involved.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
We know that Zion Williamson, the young hotshot star for the New Orleans Pelicans, left the bubble to deal with a family issue. And I take that at, you know, face value. I'm not going to look anything into that. What I think is significant, however, is that it's been reported by The Athletic that he was suffering leg cramps this week and had to miss parts of practice before leaving the team yesterday. Rob, I look, I'm not a doctor and all that, but this is a 19-year-old kid who has been off for 4 months, who just got back basically from injury that kept him out for basically the whole season. And I think that this is not a good sign. We know his body is incredible, but it's a lot of torque He puts on a 6'6", 285-pound frame because of his leaping ability. He's been limited to 19 games this year, Rob. And then at Duke, he played one season and got injured. And I'm sorry. Like, again, I'm not going to read too much into it, but I do think this this is a red flag for me.
Yeah, we got to be very careful because we don't know. You know, right. The team said that it was a family emergency, Chris, and we have
I mean, that's legit. I'm not saying that he's gone because of the leg cramps. I'm just saying the fact that he had to sit out some practices because of the leg cramps,
are the leg cramps because there's something wrong with him, or he didn't during the break of 3 or 4 months didn't be a professional athlete and make sure he was in shape, do you know what I mean, before getting back? Is that what it is, Chris, or is it that there's something deeper because of the injuries he has had early on and to be so young? And we've seen what's happened, right? We saw it at Duke. We saw it when he first got to the Pelicans. And now if this is again, and then wasn't there some other situation in high school too?
Yeah.
Wasn't there another injury?
He hasn't played like consistently for a year. In how long? Because remember, he played 33 games, but did have the injury, the foot injury. Or was it a knee? He had the injury, the leg injury. Then he comes back for summer league, has an injury, right? Then he misses all but 19 games in the regular season.
Part of it is that they didn't want to rush him back, right? Right. Took their time. I got that.
But now you come back and you got leg cramps. Now, let's do our due diligence. Here's what the story says in The Athletic. Williamson was spotted being attended to by medical personnel at a recent practice, but he is quote unquote fine, and the cramping was quote unquote not an issue, a source said. The cramping is not the reason Williamson left, the source added, but was something he dealt with. Now, I'm not tying the two together.
No, that's what I'm at. Right. You know, we can't make that leap.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I believe that he had an urgent family matter. I'm just saying, is it concerning that a 19-year-old kid who has been injured every few months comes back and within the first few practices, he's got leg cramps and has to sit out some of practice?
Yeah, I don't know. An injury and leg cramps can happen, Chris. Is that an injury?
Remember when LeBron cramped during the finals?
No, right. That's what I'm saying. That's not an injury to me, is it? Or is it an ailment?
I don't think it's an injury. Ailment could be bad too. I'm not looking at it as an injury. What I'm getting at is it always seems to be something.
All right, now that's
injury. Injury wise, I'm not again. We don't even have to talk about the family matter.
That he can't stay on the court.
Yeah, he can't. That's all I'm saying.
That's the bottom line. He can't stay on the court, and he's young.
I'm just throwing it out there because looking at it, he like you said it, he can't seem to stay on the court. Is this something that you kind of got to worry about? That's what I'm getting at. Go ahead.
I think that's fair. Especially, let's see how this plays out. Somehow, some way, because now he's got to stay quarantined, right, for 4 days at least when he comes back.
No, I think it's going to be longer than that.
I thought it was only 4 days.
Ten days.
Is it?
Because
I thought it was 4 days
camp.
if you don't test positive.
Here's what it says.
I'm just getting
the Pelicans added that Williamson is expected to rejoin the team at some point in the restarted season, but didn't provide a timetable. So hopefully, let's say this first. Hopefully it's nothing really bad with his family.
And just think
hopefully
about that.
Hopefully it's
not
too negative of a situation or not a negative situation at all.
How crazy would that be that we know that the NBA kind of made sure they had the Pelicans there hoping that they could get in the playoffs and then Zion doesn't play. Like that would be like.
Well, you think? See, I don't think it was funny business like that.
Oh, I do. The NBA. Really? I used to call the WWF NBA or whatever. Yes, no, but, there was always stuff going on.
I don't
in that
think
league.
They could have just brought 16 back and started the playoffs.
I do.
You could
have played. You don't have to play games, Chris.
That's a petri dish for injury.
You don't have to play games. You could have played scrimmages like they're doing inter-squad games. You could have played that. Yes, you could have. You didn't have. I
don't think this had anything to do with Zion. I mean, come on. It's not like they can't survive without Zion. They went the whole year without him, basically.
I just think they want him, if they could get him into the playoffs and get him involved, it would be good for the league. That's all. I'm not saying that. It's hocus pocus, and they're going to make the other teams lose.
You did.
To get them in, I'm talking about, but they want to be able to get them a chance.
WNBA or whatever you call it.
The WWE NBA.
You would never say that about MLB. Come on, stop. Be fair.
Give me a hocus pocus trick when they do something.
The Houston Astros. How about that?
MLB had nothing to do with that.
They're worse than hocus pocus. They're just banging on trash cans. I mean, how about stepping into the 21st century, Astros? I mean, my goodness. but all I'm saying, Rob, and let me keep reading this. Per protocols set by the NBA and agreed to by the players' union governing life in the Disney bubble, any player who leaves campus is subject to a 10-day quarantine once he returns. So it looks like he's going to have to be quarantined for 10 days. And again, hopefully this is nothing negative whatsoever with his family situation. But Rob, you said it. This is what I'm just getting at. He can't seem to stay on the court. The leg cramps, whatever it is, he can't seem to stay on the court. And that concerns me. You've been off 4 months. You're 19 years old.
You should be able to bounce back. If anybody, it's the older people, older players who have to restart, right? A young guy at that age.
He's 20 years old. He just turned 20 this month.
Did he just turn 20?
Now? Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a young guy. He should be able to bounce back. It shouldn't be that tough to work through things, but he's had his issues. So I think if you're the Pelicans, it's something you got to watch. And take very cautiously, Chris, because the last thing you want to do is you spend a first overall pick on a guy and then you don't take care of him and he winds up hurting himself even more and then you're out Anthony Davis and the guy who was supposed to replace him.
Yeah, and I just think, right, look, we've never seen a guy like this. A guy with this build with that type of torque. Remember, with Derrick Rose, who's half the size of Zion.
Right.
But you remember the torque he used to put on his body because he was so explosive, and obviously it gave way at some point. Remember Larry Johnson? Now, Larry wasn't as explosive as Zion, but he was basically a 6'6", 6'7", post player who was phenomenal early on. Remember? He was like a pretty all-star.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yes.
It may have been on his road way to a Hall of Fame career, but the back gave out, which is different, obviously, but his back gave out. Now, Barkley, this might be the example that Zion has to follow. Remember when Charles Barkley entered the league, he was overweight. His nickname was the round mound of rebound. He said himself, I believe he said he had to lose 45 pounds early in his career. And, you know, we think of him as Big Chuck, who was fat and all that. You look at him when he played, when he was, you know, in his prime. He wasn't fat.
No.
He was stocky.
He was big and stocky.
Yeah.
Right. But he was solid. He wasn't fat at all.
No, it wasn't fat. And he was fat in college. And so he dropped all that weight. And obviously, he really never had major injury concerns. So that might be what Zion has to do, Rob. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. And maybe this is nothing. But it would be, come on, Rob. I'd have to be crazy. If I'm working for the Pelicans, I've got to be a little concerned, right? That my guy just can't stay on the court.
No, and he's young, and he's had the other issues. So I agree. They would have to take a look at it and hope that this is not going to be reoccurring, and he's never going to be one of these guys you can count on, because right. That's really what it is. We talk about it in the NFL about being available.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
We are excited to welcome our next guest. He's a former cornerback for the Washington NFL team, Fred Smoot. Fred, welcome to the iCouple.
What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Big fan of you both, man. Thanks for having me on.
Man, thank you,
brother. We appreciate that. And let's get right to it, man. I'm sure you know of the reports about Daniel Snyder and the Redskins, even though Snyder wasn't named in this. Yeah. Are you surprised that that is the culture that is there and was there when you were there, or did you know kind of a lot of this was happening?
Well, I can't say it was here when I was there because at the end of the day, coaches control that environment. And I played for Joe Gibbs, and I'm sorry to Joseph not having it. You know, a man of dignity and everything has to be the same way. You never heard any of that stuff out when Shanahan was here. So at the end of the day, as I read through it and seen everything, and first of all, no woman, no matter what job she works, should have to ever go through anything like that. But all right. I also have to look at the big picture of this and say, who was running the ship at the time? Under Gruden, this is where most of this stuff is stemming from under a very loose-ran ship. And I have to look at that because I was here when Dan was literally on the field every day. He was at the park every day. He was in his office every day. And as I came back to really get into the media and go over there to the field, I noticed he had separated himself, and he was actually listening to the fans because, you know, at first he was too hands-on. And then right. He was like, you need to step back. And now he stepped back, and the ship sank, and he still get blamed for it. So like I said before, I can't say it was a coach under every coach I played for, because I can say this: Joe Gibbs, Marty Schottenheimer, all those coaches, never before was anything like that happen.
I know a lot of fans, we've had a couple people call into us from D.C., and they basically told me and Chris that we're crazy and that the NFL should make Daniel Snyder sell the team because of this revelation. And here's the other thing. We get it. He's not a popular guy.
Yeah.
And of course, Washington hasn't had success underneath him. You remember, I mean, it was unbelievable to me. At one time, there was probably a 5 or 10 year waiting list for tickets. And then he took over the team. They were covering up seats because they couldn't sell right. out games in D.C., which was unheard of. You know that.
Yep.
Do you think this, with him not even being named as somebody who actually took part in this stuff, do you think he'll be forced to sell by the league?
You know what? It's been such a build-up, guys, for the last 8 days since the Washington Post release. We're finna right. drop bombs. We're finna drop bombshells. So it's been right. speculation after speculation. And me, myself, I've been a part of things. I'm like, let me sit, let me wait, let me see the facts. And yes, sometimes I do see a semi-mutiny because Dan is not the most popular guy. And for me to know him personally, the one thing that I think works against Dan that people don't know is he's shy. If you notice, he never likes to get in front of the camera. He never likes to talk. That's never been who he is, and I think to a fault that hurts him with the fan base because they can't identify with him. They can't. They don't know his emotion. They don't know who he is. So yes, of course, mix that with the fact that the team hasn't won in years, it makes them want to run him out of town. But then I have to look at a second level stuff. I like to investigate. If I'm gonna do some investigation, I like to work a little bit. Now, you know, the Washington Post is owned by Bezos, right? Bezos is a guy that wants in on the NFL. He wants in on team. You know, I have to really look at it and say, if billionaires was trying to one-up each other, make something happen, how would they do it? They would do it through the companies they own. So, you know, when I look at it and I look at the big picture, like I said before, no woman should ever have to go through that. And I think it all stems from whatever head coach was there at that time, because the head coach sets the tempo in that whole building.
Even with these are some guys from the front office. Larry Michael, are you surprised that he was, you know, he's the voice of the Redskins
long time
for 16 years, and an older guy, you surprised that he was caught up in this?
Man, you know, anytime you see anybody named that you actually know these guys,
right.
you're surprised, you know, because you're like, you know, I didn't think, you know, they would do that stuff, and I want to hear the whole story and see what really went on. Nothing surprises me anymore. 2020 has stopped me from being surprised from anything. Anything right, can happen right. at any time. So when these stories come out, the first thing I want to do is get my facts. These names were brought up, and the only commonality with these names is they've been there 10-plus years. And that's pretty much with every name that's been there. Now, when these things happen, I don't really know. But like I said, nothing surprises me anymore.
Hey, Fred, what about, and you say nothing surprises you, the idea that when advertisers came to the Washington franchise and said that name is changing or we're taking our pulling our money out of the organization, and in about 2 weeks, what people have been trying to do for decades, the name of the team, which is by most definitions a racial slur, is going to be gone. Did you think of, when you played there, did you ever think about that it was a racial slur? And how shocked are you that finally it is going to get changed?
I've told this story on a couple of interviews. I seen it my rookie year preseason. I never forget it. We pulled up on the team bus. We pulled up to the Kansas City stadium. I'm sitting there, me and Champ Bailey talking, and I see a small group of boycotters. And I was like, what are they boycotting? What happened? He was like, man, sometimes they boycott because of the name. Everybody doesn't like the name. And just in back of my head, I kind of cataloged it and say, you know, one day we're gonna have to take this on head first. Now, this day coming this quick, you got to realize the discussion started up again 3 weeks ago, and we are already to the point that it's about to change the name. So me, myself, if it's financially motivated, if it's motivated because in your heart that's what you want, I don't really care. As long as the change happens. I've talked to a couple of Native Americans, just did a town hall on the news with a Native American, just hearing how he talked about it, how it made them feel. I never knew that when I was playing. I was so engulfed in just being in the NFL and living a dream that I wasn't even thinking on that level at the time. But now just listening to him, yes, if it offends one of them, if it offends a group of them, the name should be changed, and I'm fine. So I'm not one of them people that cry when problems happen. I'm from Mississippi. I've been through it all, and I've seen it all. I'm one of those people. I like to fix the problem, and that's why I started my Red Wolves movement, so we can have a name we can be proud of and move forward with.
Now, what is that name?
The Red Wolves.
It's the number one surging name in the last 5 days. It went from not even on the list to the top of the list. I think everybody seemed to like it because it does a couple things. First of all, the Red Wolf is indigenous to this area.
Okay.
It's about to go extinct. It's literally in this area, I think less than 50 of them left.
Wow.
It also has a tie to the Native American with the wolf being the spirit animal. It also has ties to a neighbor brigade that was called the Red Wolf Squadron. So there go your military connection. It also lets you keep the HTTR, Hail to the Red Wolves. It allows you to keep your same burgundy and gold. It allows you to basically transform from a native to a wolf, to a werewolf. I think it's fun. I think the fan base will love it. And like I told them, just imagine, man, Haskins dropping back, throwing an 80-yard pass to McLaurin, and 80,000 just howling like wolves.
That's right.
Hey,
I like
man,
that.
You make a nice Ooh, argument for it. I'll tell you that.
The it's Red hard. Wolves.
Yeah, it's hard not to go. Well,
and you know what? If you can't get into the Red Wolves, we could always, because today is a TV theme song Thursday on the show, maybe they could change the name to the Red Foxes. No?
Red Fox is not intimidating. A wolf is intimidating.
And Fred, I got to tell you, Rob thinks he's a comedian. So
I know that.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Fred, hey, great stuff. I enjoy Rob. We got to get him back on.
We got to get you
he's
back
good.
On, Fred. No
good.
Doubt
and
about
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, I'm with the Red Wolves after that speech.
Listen to me. When you pick the name, Chris, you can't just pick a name. You have to pick something that the fans can actually evolve in and that it could be a part of their game, their experience. Imagine if we pick the Red Wolves and we build that new stadium and we actually make it a pet-friendly stadium so people can bring their dog. When we start howling, those dogs are going to start howling.
Well, now, I don't know about all that.
You bringing the dogs, too?
It's 2020.
I don't know about all that, Fred. I think you went a little too far on
we
that
love the Red Wolves. Thank you, Fred.
All right, Fred. We'll get you on again, though, man. Thanks
Appreciate
a lot.
You.
All right, thanks, fellas.
All right, peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.